Case number 23-366, Middletown.
Morning.
Would you please state your name, your position, and the agency you represent?
Sergeant Elias Martz with the Middletown Police Department.
Thank you. Okay. You don't have to say your name. You may proceed.
So this case was initially before the board when there was previously a Nick's hit. It's been determined that the underlying charge and the Nick's hit itself are no longer in play. So it was forwarded up the chain of command to be reassessed, and a determination was made to continue with the denial based on suitability, and that's based on inaccuracies within the DPS as well as prior criminal history.
You can make a brief opening statement, two sentences as to what you're going to tell us, if you'd like.
My last charge, I believe, was in 2005. I haven't had no criminal charges since. My life has been turned around for the better since then. I guess that's about it. We'll go from there.
Thank you. You may proceed.
So, on the DPS 799C, the appellant answered the question, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction? With the response, yes, and misdemeanor possession of paraphernalia in 2004 paid a fine. That was determined by the background check to be inaccurate. There was also a second degree breach of peace conviction, as well as a criminal mischief third degree and a possession of burglary tools conviction. In response to the question, have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal law, or laws of another jurisdiction, the appellant responded no. Again, that was determined to be inaccurate. And then based upon the charges of criminal mischief third degree and possession of burglary tools, determination was made that the appellant was not suitable. There was, I believe, an attempt made to get those records. However, as the appellant stated, the criminal mischief and possession of burglary tools charges were from 2005. They were not from Middletown. They were from a different police department, and those records were not able to be obtained. So we weren't able to get further information about the circumstances, but those charges being listed as convictions were concerning.
Do you have any questions for the chief, the sergeant?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Board, have any questions?
Have any of the charges been expunged, or is they're still on the record?
So there was initially at the time of the application, there were four convictions listed.
Yep.
One of which has been expunged.
Through the racial law or?
Through the Marijuana Expungement
okay.
Act, I believe it was called.
That's the one he put on the application. Is that true? 2004?
No. So there was initially four charges. The marijuana one, which has been expunged, is no longer on his record and was the underlying charge responsible for the Nick's hit. There then is a breach of peace, second degree from 2003, the possession of paraphernalia 2004, which he did list, and then in 2005, criminal mischief third degree and possession of burglary tools, which was presumably part of the same incident. So listed together on the criminal history.
How old was he in 2005? You can help.
20 years old, based on the math, yeah.
Okay. And how old is he now? How old are you now?
I'll be 40 in April.
Any other questions by the board?
So on his application, he listed one of the four arrests that he should have. And at that time, he had four convictions that he should have listed and didn't list any. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And, all right, that's all I have. Thank you.
I think my understanding was that he looked for, he somehow, we sought, maybe it's a question for him, sought out his record, and it wasn't, and it didn't show anything because he didn't do it in the right town.
Well, when I searched, when I did my search for, oh, that was for, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thanks.
I don't
okay.
know, or maybe I'm not understanding your question right. So the, as far as the 2000, are you referring to the 2005 conviction?
I'm referring to, I'll take a step back. In his pistol permit application, he did put down criminal charges, right? Just not all of them that were on there.
Yes, he listed one, the possession of paraphernalia.
Yeah.
But he didn't say conviction for that.
And then checked no for convictions, but it was a conviction. Although he did put paid a fine, which kind of indicates that there was a conviction, but he then checked no on the conviction part and didn't list the other three that were active at the time of the application, even though there's only a total of three now that still stand.
Okay.
Anything else from the board? Okay, so now it's your turn. You can tell us what you'd like us to know.
So when I did the application, I looked for my criminal record, and I didn't see anything coming up. I knew there might be a couple charges that were on there, so I put one that I knew for sure. I wasn't sure that, like, the exact dates and the exact charges, so I didn't put anything. I felt like I would have a time to explain that if anything came up on their end. So that's pretty much why I didn't put anything else on there, because I wasn't sure of the exact charges and dates. So I didn't know if I was hurting myself. Obviously, I hurt myself. I should have done a little more research. Maybe the state police, I guess. That's where they got the info. And ever since, I've had my firearms hunting license since 2008. I'm around firearms, quite often, and I think I'm more than capable of obtaining the pistol permit. Being responsible, that's about it.
Do you have any questions for the appellant?
Do you recall being arrested in 2005 for? You recall being arrested in 2005?
Oh, yeah. When I got the list of the charges and read everything, I think it definitely refreshed me and came back, yes.
Could you explain the circumstances of that arrest and the conviction for
possession of tools? It's pretty embarrassing. Yeah, I was at a party trying to get some quality time with a girl. There was a vacant apartment upstairs, and I was trying to get in there with a butter knife. That was the burglary tool, butter knife, and it's embarrassing, but that's what happened.
Thank you.
Anything other questions?
Are you still a marijuana user?
No, I don't use marijuana.
When was the last time you used marijuana?
2010. My daughter was born, probably like 2011, maybe.
Any questions?
That's it. Thank you.
So, you checked no to the box. You said no convictions, but you said that you knew you had the convictions. You just didn't know the details as to what you should list. Or
right. Yeah. I thought maybe because it's been so long, maybe it might have got wiped off the record, or I just wasn't sure what to write really.
But, I mean, obviously, sitting here now, you realize that you shouldn't have said no. You should have said...
I should have been more elaborate on that.
Yes, and then
session.
Said, I can't remember the details.
I should have wrote that, yes, for sure.
Okay. Any questions by the board?
The problem we generally have is the form doesn't say what records can you find or do you think the police will find. It says what has happened in your life. And you knew something had happened. Maybe you didn't know the exact details. That's probably reasonable 20 years ago. But you knew there was something there.
Yeah.
And had you gone to them and said, listen, I know there's some other stuff here, I'm not exactly sure, explain the butter knife situation, they find that you may not even be here today.
Right. Uh-huh. When the officer called me, that went over my application, I think it was Cook or Brooke, He told me that he found these charges, and I went over it with him on the phone, and he said that he didn't think it was going to be a problem. He was like, and the marijuana charge, he thought since it was legal at that time, he was like, that shouldn't be a problem. And he told me, he made it seem like I was going to get it. He was like, we'll call you for your fingerprints, and it shouldn't be a problem. But I guess when it went up the chain of command, it was a problem.
You heard the story now and the explanation for why he didn't put those on there. Are you still not suitable? That's still your opinion based on, you know, now you know the nature of the charge, at least his testimony about the nature of the charge.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not the ultimate decision maker for the issue.
We always put you on that spot.
So I can't really say one way or the other. Again, you know, I all I have is a letter basically from that says that we did want to continue with it as a denial. The story does lend some credence to that being not a severe thing. I know that from the police perspective, a conviction of possession of burglary tools usually indicates that something more took place.
Yeah, I would agree. Often usually something's more, often and then it gets knocked down.
A substitute charge, right. And so, lacking the actual police report, we found it to be a suitability issue.
Is that true? Is there anything more to that case? And it was knocked down to possession of burglary tools, like burglary second degree, knocked down to, was it a felony originally?
Not that I could recall, no. No.
Because it is unusual to be charged and convicted with burglary tools based on only on that.
Should have got dropped down to like criminal mischief or something, right? Not that I recall. I'm sorry.
Okay. Had he submitted a complete and accurate application, do you think he would issue?
I mean, it did get tangled because there was initially...
The Nixit, obviously.
The Nixit, so it was denied based on that. Upon review, they still denied it, and they... what was cited was both issues, the inconsistency as well as the criminal history.
Yeah, no,
so
the
taking
form,
one out,
the form is definitely
the decision
not right.
Might have been different.
And you didn't know the nature of the burglary tools.
Correct, yeah. I think, you know, if we had a police report that matched his statement of, you know...
It sounds like you didn't investigate it. When the officer called him, do you know if he was given an opportunity to say this is what the burglary tool case was?
I don't know.
Like you did here today.
But I don't have it in the investigating officer's report, I don't think.
It's in the last page.
It's very...
Page 4-4. It seems like Officer Cook really wasn't going to go forward much more because of the next hit.
Yeah,
you know, he did based on the information contained in the background and information provided by the applicant. So Officer Cook did speak with the applicant, but I don't, you know, once the next hit was there, he was sort of done.
All right, I got it. Thank you.
Any other questions by the board?
It seems like the burglary tools, you know, found guilty of both charges. They got 18 months in jail. They were suspended 18 months, 2 years of probation. That's pretty heavy.
How do you get 18 months?
They must have combined the two.
I didn't do any time. 18 months
in jail, 18 months suspended for both charges. They must have combined the charges. But,
they're both misdemeanor, yeah.
Yeah. But, and 2 years
real,
probation.
Really.
Did you explain to the court that it was a butter knife was the burglary tool?
And I did, yeah.
Still got 18 months. I mean, that does sound unusual.
Yeah, it seems like it's a pretty...
Yeah, because burglary tools is a...
Class A.
I'd say Class A, like a year, up to a year.
I might have had an ongoing case maybe before that, and it might have been piled on top of that.
Well, what was the ongoing case?
It might have been one of the possession marijuana charges.
There's no violation probation or anything.
That's the only thing I could think of. But
did you have a lawyer?
No. I've been a public defender, yeah.
When you were 20?
Yeah.
So where are we now? Let's see. closing statements. Okay, so you want to make?
Yeah, I would like to thank you guys for the consideration, and just once again, I've had a firearm hunting license since 08. I'm a father. I've got a full-time job for the past 20 years. Working in construction now for the past 5. Before that, I was driving a truck. Very high responsibility jobs. Just like to thank you for the consideration.
Thank you. Thank you. Closing statement.
Just to clarify, based on the criminal history I'm showing, it looks like it was a 6-month suspended for the criminal mischief third degree, and then 1 year for the possession of burglary tools. So that was how they arrived at the 18 months.
They didn't even find him with the butter knife because they had a, it was like an issue of a warrant, and I had turned myself in up about that. So I told the cop my story, and that's what was, I was entering a court in possession of it.
Any comments by the board?
There hasn't been anything in 20 years. 40 years old now?
I'll be 40 years old.
20 years. The last one was marijuana misdemeanor 20 years ago. It's no longer even on the record. It's sort of, that's going to influence my vote. I need to know Middletown. We've said it before, the issuing authority does, should get a full and accurate application so they can work forward. And at the time, Middletown had no choice but to deny the application due to the Nixit. So even if he was forthcoming, they said they didn't have a choice.
Yep, I agree. Any other comments by the board? Okay. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And chair votes the appellant. Thank you.
Thank you very much.